Some bus riders in the Cape Breton Regional Municipality will soon be able to ride for free. Free annual bus passes will be available for income assistance recipients, their spouses and dependents, as well as disability support program participants. The new program comes as an extension of the free bus pass program launched in the Halifax Regional Municipality as a pilot in 2018 before becoming permanent in 2021. The announcement the program is coming to Cape Breton was made in Sydney Mines by Minister of Opportunities and Social Development Scott Armstrong, who discussed the results of the program in the HRM.
This announcement is more than just simply about transportation. It's about freedom. It's about flexibility. It's about opportunity. And we know the program works because we've initiated a similar program in Halifax, which has been very successful. I think it'll be even more successful here in Cape Breton. We've heard about the difference that this can make in everyday people's lives, and we know it will make a meaningful difference for all our communities here in the CBRM.
He says the program will be available, quote, no questions asked. The province says about 8,900 people are currently using the program in the HRM, and that about 7,265 people in the CBRM are eligible for the program. CBRM Mayor Cecil Clark says they've been working closely with the province to expand transit and outlined how his council plans to go a step further.
And I'm also very pleased to say that the mayor and council will be bringing forward a recommendation also to extend the bus pass program to all seniors who receive the guaranteed income supplement and unlimited income so that everybody has accessibility. And it would not have been possible for mayor and council and administration to consider that extension to make sure seniors are included in this program if it weren't for the investment by the province of Nova Scotia to work with us and provide that stability.
He says they've come a long way since 2012 when council had to decide whether or not to shut down Cape Breton Transit for financial reasons.
Thank heavens council stayed the course and we've expanded our service. Today is just a value add to all of that, but I'm very pleased as well. We'll be implementing, thanks as well to the Rural Transit Solutions Fund, a smart card pass. So you do not have a pass. Any user is going to have the exact same digital pass that they can use. And that is through funding from the federal and provincial governments with Transit Cape Breton. So anyone getting on, there's no stigma. You have your pass.
Since April, the CBRM has been going public with their plans to expand bus service, including an $8 million investment from the feds over 10 years and a new route that passes through the Indigenous community of Membertou. Clark also says every single Cape Breton Transit bus is 100% accessible with charging stations and Wi-Fi. Also attending the announcement was Sydney Mines Community Cares Youth Outreach Executive Director Dorothy Halliday, who spoke about how it will benefit the underserved communities.
The program brings with it both social and economic benefits. We would all agree. New opportunities for social activities, employment, and education. It promotes social equity and inclusion for many who have been left behind in this community and will improve social connections. So much of it is again about relationships and a healthy community. It also gives residents and families, individuals, they will now be able to hop on a bus like this, go to the YMCA in Sydney, go to an outdoor concert at a park somewhere in the CBRM, and have more choices of where to shop for food and other essentials. For many, the money they save can be redirected to other essential things in their lives. I would dare say that, you know, if you took the price of a trip to Sydney and you didn't have to pay for that trip, you could go down, let's hope you could, go to the grocery store and come away with 4 liters of milk. For those we serve and their advocates, this is an important step, in my mind, in all of our work together to reduce and eradicate the poverty that so many are faced every day.
Speaking after the announcement, Armstrong discussed the cost to the province for the program.
It's probably going to be cost neutral. My department already funds people with disabilities, people in low income, to get to medical appointments. We often have to pay for taxis and other things. So we are expecting this will be flat. We had a similar program we instituted in Halifax, and it was actually cost neutral for us. In fact, we actually saved us a little bit of money from the department. So there's some upfront cost. I'm not sure exactly what the number is, but we expect it's going to be probably cost neutral here in Cape Breton.
In a release, the province says program costs will depend on uptake. Armstrong also discussed how the Disability Support Program participant aspect of the program could affect the HandyTrans system, which has been under strain in the CBRM.
Some people will be using the HandyTrans system that could easily probably get on the CBRM bus transit system, so that will make some easy, and that will speed things up for them. Because no longer will people have to wait. Say they have to get to a medical appointment, they have to book it ahead of time, they have to get on, they have to wait, and hopefully there's one available for them. Now that pressure is going to be taken off, so they can take that pressure off themselves and know they have access to that transportation. Meanwhile, people that for whatever medical reason maybe cannot use this bus, that means that bus service will be more open to them. So that's a win-win for both those two operations.
Mayor Clark also spoke about the challenges with the HandyTrans system.
Another element we're dealing with, right now on a monthly average, we have 1,200 one-way transfers for medical appointment transfers, a secondary service, THS. It's impacting our HandyTrans service right now. We are very constricted. So having this accessibility and for people to have access to everything from buses that can lower down, get them be fully accessible interior-wise. A lot of people don't know those services exist within the existing fleet. And to have 100% accessibility is a very much a leap forward for us and great advancement. But also, we are over-pressured in, we don't have the capacity to meet the needs within the HandyTrans. And this fall, we have a strategy coming forward for HandyTrans. We're in discussions with the province over the medical transfers, the secondary transfers, because, you start talking almost 14,500 one-way transfers, it means other people are being left behind for other normal accessibility issues for getting groceries and stuff that have day-to-day challenges, so that require a HandyTrans van. So we're mindful of that. This is another step forward. It opens a door, it creates more capacity, and hopefully when people see the advantages, this is a good investment.
The new bus pass program is expected to launch in the CBRM in the fall, with more information on receiving passes expected to be available later this summer. For Coast 89.7 News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Jacob Postlewaite.